Well, you think you know somebody when you're with them a lot. You spend hours upon hours, day after day, week after week, year after year. You watch them grow and improve and succeed.
They start to give you crap for knowing too much about Taylor Swift every once in a while, and that makes you feel bad.
We would like to introduce you to our friend, Producer Dan.
Good morning.
Who apparently now is a Swiftie.
Taylor Swift trivia champion, that's for sure. No one can take that title from me.
I feel one begets the other.
How did you end up in a Taylor Swift trivia contest? That's what I need to know, Dan.
Yeah, last night I was out at the bar well past 10 o'clock. You know me.
Dan.
Doing Taylor Swift trivia.
Good night.
What was the name of your team?
I believe it was the...
Don't act like you don't know.
The Taylors and the Travises. Because there was... Okay, so for prefacing, my girlfriend is an insane Taylor Swift fan. Like cuckoo banana pants. Top 1% of her global listeners in Spotify.
Wow.
Which is hard to do with Taylor Swift.
Sure.
And as is her sister Jacqueline and their friend Jen. So the three of them are in a little group chat called the Tay Tribe, which is all they talk about is Taylor Swift.
Oh my God, I love it.
So the three of them went to Taylor Swift trivia. And they all brought along their significant others. So the three. So on one side is the three biggest Taylor Swift fans of all time. And then the other side of the table is three people who don't care. So it was the Taylors and the Travises.
But you do write questions about Taylor Swift quite often. I feel like you have a little bit of knowledge that the other dudes might not have.
I have a little bit of knowledge. Uh-huh. But like I have like general easy Taylor Swift. Like the first round I was fine. The second round was a little dicey. By the third and fourth round, if you knew these questions, you should be on a watch list. Because no one should know that much about another human being that they don't physically know.
Can you give an example of a banana pants question?
Okay, so in the last round, it was us versus another team down bad crying at the Ford.
Oh, all the heavy hitters, so good.
All the heavy hitters were there. Beer drops on my guitar. But Daddy, I love him. They were all there.
Down bad.
It was a who's who.
Ford. Oh my God.
Where? What's
so
the name
good.
Of this place?
It was at the Ford Tavern in Medford, right across from Dick's Sporting Goods.
Okay, I didn't realize there was a restaurant over there. Was it just a regular like sports bar or what is it?
It's just a tavern. Just
okay,
a,
yep. Okay. Just trying to get the scene set for the Taylor Swift trivia, Kennedy.
Our host was dressed completely in an outfit from the Eras Tour.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a moment.
But what was the banana pants question?
Okay, so this was the last round. We're tied. We have gotten every single question right. And when I say we, I mean those three girls. Because I did nothing but sit there and look pretty. And now another team, they were dropping like flies after every round they would drop. And there was only one other team who had gotten every single question right. So we were both like 40 for 40 at this point.
Jeez.
And then there's the bonus round at the end. And one was like, when Taylor Swift played her very first concert, who did she open for?
Tim McGraw.
Rascal
oh, no.
Flatts.
She didn't because he was sponsored by a beer company and she wasn't 21.
Right, so he wrote her a check.
The things we know.
$25,000.
God.
The second one, what is Taylor Swift's favorite condiment?
Oh.
Mayonnaise.
I'm going to say relish.
Seemingly ranch.
Mm.
And the last one, which really separated the men from the boys, was name every single track 5 on all of her albums.
That is the most diabolical question.
And your team got it right.
They got every single track 5 on every single Taylor Swift album, and they won the championship, and that was their banner 18. I have video of it. Those girls.
What do you get a gift certificate or something?
We had a $25 gift card to the Ford.
We love that.
Which really helped knock down our $300+ bill. It was really worth it. The ESPN 30 for 30 documentary is going to be electric. But yeah, life comes at you fast. If you're going to tell me that I was going to spend my night
Dan, there's no
at
way.
A bar doing Taylor Swift trivia.
I have not had that on my bingo card for Dan Breslin ever.
No, man. Life has changed, but I'm rolling with the punches and I'm embracing it. It was fun. The actual anxiety when they were trying to figure out who Taylor Swift opened for in her very first concert, and the lady came over and said, you need to turn in your card now.
Is it like scary because you're afraid to even touch your phone? Because if you touch your phone, that means you're cheating?
Yes.
Like, that freaks me out.
Oh, I didn't look at my phone at all until the intermissions when they were down.
It must have been nice a little bit.
It was fun to watch people. Like, this is what they trained for their
entire
lives.
You're a good boyfriend, Daniel.
And they've gone to Taylor Swift trivia a bunch and never got the dub. So I'm undefeated at Taylor Swift trivia.
So now you'll be going every Thursday night.
I'll never sleep again, but that's okay.
Or you did your time and they realized that you're not help. So maybe you don't have to go back.
Oh, I'm not help. If anything, I was a hindrance because I was enjoying yelling out wrong answers that I thought were funny. Just trying to throw off the other teams.
And the serious Swifties were like, not today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the end when it was just us versus Down Bad crying at the Ford, they were like,
that
shut
is,
up.
I'm sorry, that is the best team name I've ever heard in my life.
They're like,
life.
Jokes are done, funny man. This is serious
ever.
Time.
Down Bad, hanging at the Ford. I'm here for that. Yep, all day.
We don't even know who you are anymore, Dan.
Life comes at you fast.
It
Carson.
Does indeed.
But you are a champion.
I am a champion and no one can ever take that from me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.